Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. So let's talk about the 1975. I'm going to be reviewing their newest album, Notes on a Condition of Form, which is their fourth studio album. Now the 1975, just a little, you know, brief history of who they are. They're a Manchester band formed in 2002, consisting of lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist Matthew Healy, aka Matty, lead guitarist Adam Han, bassist Ross McDonald, and drummer George Daniel. Now they have released three, what I would say, are really good solid albums. You know, they bounce a lot with a whole bunch of different sounds that I really love and adore, you know, like 80s influence, new wave, pop rock, synth pop, indie rock, all that good stuff. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because in this newest one, they experiment with more sounds. And I have a feeling that that's one reason why I don't really love this album. I'm just going to bring it up right now. This album is not my favorite from them. And we're going to, you know, obviously see why. I'm going to, you know, tell you guys what I wrote down here in my notes to better explain why I didn't really feel this album. I wanted to, I really did, but you know, it's gonna be hard always making good material the way how you want it. You can't just repeat the same formula, you gotta experiment, and they do that, you know, but it didn't execute it the way how I wanted them to do it. You know, in a couple interviews, Matty was mentioning that he wanted this album to be like home to them. He wanted that sound of the UK to be in this album, you know, in Midnight in the UK, he mentioned it one time. And I could see it. Like, most of these songs are pretty laid back, chilled out, so you could, you know, just relax to it, you know, cruising down the streets, you know, just relax. But I don't want that in this album. I wanted more energy, you know, songs like People, you know, one of the first singles that came out, I was surprised by it, and I was like, whoa, this is a punk song. It's amazing. I want more of this. But we don't get that. And it's sad because, all right, I'm gonna go down from my notes. We're going to find out why I don't really love this album, because there's more to talk about. Okay, the first song is the 1975, which is, you know, a common theme of the 1975, always having their band name on the first track of every album. But this one's special because it's featuring Greta Thunberg. You may know her as that one meme of "How dare you," which honestly is pretty funny. I still love it to this day. The thing is, this song is long. It's close to maybe like 5 minutes. They could have just chopped it down 3 minutes and move on. It's a great message. No, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm all about, you know, protecting the earth. But Greta, I feel like she kind of like carried on a little bit too much, and she mentioned some stuff where you're like, what does this have to do with the album? But I kind of get why they added her in track, because in an interview, Matty mentions that, you know, no one's gonna remember a tweet from Greta in 1,000 years. But if someone finds this album and that first track, you know, impacts them, it could change something. Which I get, it's true. But come on, no one's gonna see a tweet in 1,000 years, dude. Nothing is lost in the internet. But I guess it's more easier, for, you know, for someone to find it in a song. Maybe. But yeah, I do like it how it actually transitions to the next song, which, like I mentioned, People, one of my favorite tracks on the album. I love how Greta says, "It is time to rebel." And then boom, we're just smacked in the face with the next song. It's a fantastic transition. And I feel like the closest thing that 1975 has gotten to punk must have been from their last album, with the song "Give Yourself a Try" from the guitar. just go back, hear that guitar, and you're like, okay, I could hear that punk influence in the tone. And, you know, with the upbeat rhythm also. But nothing else. And I really wanted more of that. I really wanted more of that, because the next songs were just complete snoozers. The End, Music for Cars, Frail State of Mind, Streaming. I am not coming back to these tracks. Maybe, but only if I want to take a nap, because they're just good for that. Nothing else. And another calm song, you could say, is the Chill Country Birthday Party. It's just too chill to the point where I just skip it to the next song. And, surprise, surprise, I regret it, because the next song, yeah, I know, is my least favorite track from this album. What I have to say, Maddie says in the album, when you hear these songs on Spotify, just like, if you scroll down, it gets like more in depth of what the songs are about. And Maddie said in it, "We just wanted it to be as simple as it is." Well, congrats, buddy, because you made it simple. Simply boring. Alright? I can't listen to this track. I gotta move on. And moving on, next track is Then Because She Goes. It's a solid pop rock song at first, but then it gets ruined by Maddie singing with the special effects towards the end. It completely ruined the song for me. So we gotta move on to Jesus Christ 2005, God Bless America. Featuring Phoebe Bridgers. It's a calm folk song with a blissful synth in the background. Originally two songs combined into one. Maddie and Phoebe both sing with soothing voices about personal topics. Maddie about his struggle in believing in God, and Phoebe about her sexuality. It's a decent track, not bad. Track 10, Roadkill. Another country folk inspired song with a line about tucking in an erection, hashtag guy problems. Essentially, it's a song about being on the road. Another decent track. Track 11, Me and You Together song. Finally, we come to a great song. I had to put up with 7 tracks in order to get to this one, but it was worth it. It has a spot-on instrumentation that can be traced back to their first album. The only issue I have with this song is the line, "I'll do the nappies." Yeah, I think you could have done better than that. Nappies? Yeah, it doesn't sound good. But other than that, I will not skip anything else. The song was good. Track 12, I Think There's Something You Should Know. Another mellow song. This one is about the feeling of discomfort in oneself. Again, not a bad song. It's just meh. Okay, but then track 13, Nothing Revealed, Everything Denied. It's a beautiful piano intro, followed up by a heavy choir that sings the chorus with Maddie. This is an occasion where there's certain parts of the voice that do get a special twist, like the special effects, that fit in nice with the song. And I really enjoy when the 1975 incorporate the choirs into the songs. Some of my favorite songs actually have choirs in them. And it just makes the song more lively, more upbeat, and it just pops. And then track 14, Tonight, I Wish I Was Your Boy. It's a metal song, but yet it's grooving and it bops. And I really love the trumpets towards the end of the song. It really makes the song really shine. And then, speaking of shiny, track 15, Shiny Collarbone. Originally, I did not like the song, but eventually I gave it like just 2 more listens and it just clicked. I really love it. It's a song that samples Jamaican dancehall artist, a really famous one, Cuddy Ranks. And at first, like I mentioned, I didn't like it, but it slowly grew on me with its catchy electronic landscape and sudden switch to a hip-hop bass drop. I just wished it was longer, because the song really, really would have been good. And then track 16, If You're Too Shy, Let Me Know. Hands down, this is the best song on the album. I mean, where to begin? It honestly reminds me of something that could have been on that very long album title. You guys know which I'm talking about. It's just really good. Like, it has 80s influences written all over it. I love how it's placed on just the right moments. And I'm talking about the synths. Like, the synths, if it wasn't for them, the song would not be as powerful as it is. And also, Maddie singing the chorus, it just sounds really nice. And another thing is the guitars. The guitars have this, like, U2-ish sound to it. Like, it really sounds something The Edge would do on early U2 albums. And the saxophone, come on. Like, props to the saxophone. It's really, really well placed. And I was curious, I was like, who plays the saxophones in all these 1975 songs? And it turns out it's a side musician called John. Hey John, dude, you killed it. It's really, really good. And I mean, what else? I feel like this one is gonna be one of the most asked two songs when they perform again live. Like, I would go to a 1975 concert just to see the song. That's how good it is. Okay, and then 17 and 18, I could do without them. Playing On My Mind and Having No Head, it's just more okay metal tracks. Just skip them, honestly. Or just put them if you want to go to sleep, however you feel. And then track 19, What Should I Say? It's an electro pop song with a ghostly vocal track by FKA Twigs. I was surprised if FKA Twigs was in this track. And this is one of the tracks where I actually really like that whole UK garage inspired sound. It really fits nice with all the special effects they're doing. If you pay close attention, you could hear like these additional bells, and these little bells really make the song more ear grabbing. And another ear grabber is Maddie's deep programmed voice. It reminds me of something that could be on Kids See Ghost. Honestly, like, it's really spot on with that whole sound. And then track 20, Backseat Not in Net. It's another okay metal UK garage inspired track. Nothing, you know, special. And then track 21, Don't Worry. This one is a really, really lovely piano duet with Maddie's dad, Tim. It's the only 1975 song that Maddie did not write. It was actually written by his father, Tim, in the 90s. And I don't know exactly what inspired them to collaborate and make a song together, but I really enjoy that they did that together. You don't really hear, you know, when a member of a band does a duet with a family member. It's rare, but it happens, and this one came out really good. And I felt like they could have ended it right here, but they decided not to. They move on to the last track. Guys, a song written by a bro for the bros, but specifically for the members of the 1975 who are all male members. It's a great way to end the album. I could have also ended it with Don't Worry, but you know, guys, it's a special moment for Maddie and the boys. So, you know, let them have some fun. And it's going to be a killer song to see live, honestly. That won't be, like, more impactful. And yeah, that's the end of this album. Notes on a Conditional Form. What do I think about it? Honestly, I'm 50-50. I could have done half of these songs without and stick with the other half and have a solid album. That could have been a great album, but in my opinion, that's not it. You know, reasons, well, obviously one, it's just too long. the album is okay at best. You know, you have all these different genres of music, you know, country, folk, punk, UK garage, and, you know, new wave. It sounds, you know, like a mixed match for someone that's not a 1975 listener. They probably won't want to listen to this. And that's the thing. If you want other people to enjoy these different types of sounds of music, make them, you know, interesting, good. I'm not saying that they're not, but the thing is, they're just too, I don't know, plain, dull. They're snoozers at best. Like the songs that I kept saying, oh, I don't really feel them, I don't really like them, they're still good, but it's just like, I'm not gonna be constantly going to these songs. I'm only gonna hear them if I wanna go to sleep. And that's about it, honestly. I really wanted to like this album, but sadly I didn't. But hey, maybe you like them more than me. So, like I mentioned, you know, everyone has their own opinion. You don't have to agree with me. I don't have to agree with you. That's the beauty of music. You could like something that I completely wouldn't, and I could like something that you probably wouldn't. But that's about it, yeah. So thanks for listening to this episode of The Mixed Genre, my first ever album review. If you liked it, let me know. If you hated it, let me know. And just support me, please. If you know you want to shout me out, say, hey, this guy sucks at making podcasts, hey, tell me. Because, dude, I completely do. I really need that feedback. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow me on social medias on Instagram. That's The Mixed Genre Official. That's actually the only social media that I use. So just make sure to follow me there, and I'll catch you on the next episode. This is Fernando Lopez, as always, saying, have a fantastic day.